on the summer's afternoon of August 8, 1951, in the area of Penn Station, thousands were circling about, shouting, carrying banners, waiting for the arrival of Francis X. Bushman, the first of Hollywood's great matinee idols. Bushman, who grew up in Baltimore, had made hundreds of movies, all forgettable save for the one he will be remembered for, Ben-Hur, with its epical scenes of love and death and war, and thundering horses and chariots of fire, all set in the grandeur of ancient Rome. Bushman fought his way through the surging crowds up into the station lobby, where cheers went up for the swashbuckling hero of Ben-Hur. At City Hall, Bushman greeted Mayor D'Alessandro, shouting, "D'Alessandro!" And the mayor responded, "Ben-Hur!" But few in that crowd realized that Bushman had in effect been living among them for almost half a century. In the early 1900s, Bushman was a down-and-out actor who, to make ends meet, hired himself out as a model to artists and sculptors. One of the sculptors was a man named Albert Wiener, who had a reputation for creating municipal sculptures, and so was commissioned by the city of Baltimore to create a sculpture of the very regal Cecil Calvert, of the venerable founding Calvert family of Maryland. One version of what happened next is that Wiener took one look at the photos of what he thought was a weak and aesthetic-looking Cecil Calvert and sent for the muscular, lantern-jawed, charismatic hero of Ben-Hur, Francis X. Bushman, and proceeded to sculpt Cecil Calvert to look more like a muscular Francis X. Bushman in Ben-Hur rather than a limp Cecil Calvert in Colonial Maryland. His sculpture is still in front of the courthouse on St. Paul Street. But when in 1951 Bushman visited Baltimore as the hero of Ben-Hur, he never asked to see the statue of Cecil Calvert, of which he was the model in 1905. Asked to comment on the judgment, Bushman said, "Who wants to be Maryland's Cecil Calvert when you can be Hollywood's Ben-Hur?"